Patient name, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, O'Connor, O-apostrophe, capital C-O-N-N-O-R. The patient is a 40-year-old female who in the last year became severely depressed. The main two sources of stress are that her 9-year-old son has ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder, dyslexia, and dysgraphia, and her marriage almost broke up. The patient was previously seen by a Vanessa Barisano, B-A-R-I-S-A-N-O, for psychiatric care. She had a hysterectomy and was placed on progesterone, which caused depression. She was then put on Prestique for the depression associated with the progesterone. Once she had the hysterectomy, she was taken off progesterone and was tapered off the Prestique. In January of last year, she was put on Zepbound, and her therapist at the time, who was no longer her therapist, diagnosed her with ADHD. Her provider, Vanessa Barisano, put her on atomoxetine, which caused her to have agitation, comma, she felt she could take on the world, comma, she had an increase in energy and irritability. Additionally, in May, she developed COVID. She was put on a steroid despite having a history of jitteriness. Period, she didn't sleep for 6 days and was very agitated, period. It was at that time that her marriage worsened. After being put on the steroid, she was put on Abilify for 5 weeks. She got intensely agitated and anxious, which was noticeable to others. Abilify was discontinued. She was put on lorazepam. She could not keep her eyes open on the lorazepam. At this point, she went off Zepbound and off the lorazepam. Shortly thereafter, she became agitated, was sobbing and crying. In August of 2025, she went on vacation with her husband and son to Disney World. She became hopeless and suicidal there. Additionally, she developed very intrusive, terrifying, and horrifying intrusive thoughts of harming her son by smothering him with a pillow. This became an active CPS case. It went through the courts. There is currently a refrain from harming her son order, which is called an ACOD. Period, provided all is well, the case will be closed in May of this year. After having these thoughts in Florida and not sleeping, she called her therapist and psychiatrist and ended up going to the emergency department in Florida nearby Disney World. She stated she would never act out on the thoughts that she was having. She was released from the emergency department and was given Seroquel, which helped a little bit. She was able to continue her vacation. Once home, she developed suicidal ideations again and went to the emergency department. She went to Stony Brook CPEP, capital C, capital P, capital E, capital P, and was admitted to Stony Brook University Hospital Psychiatric Unit for 2 weeks. She was diagnosed with bipolar type 2. She had difficulty accepting this diagnosis. She was taken off Prestique there. Period. She was also taken off Minoxidil, M-O-N-O-X-A-D-I-L, that she was taking for thinning hair. She was told at Stony Brook that it was known to cause mood disturbances. At Stony Brook, she was put on Zoloft, Latuda, and 50 of quetiapine for sleep. Q-U-E-T-I-A-P-I-N-E, that is. After Stony Brook, she was in Mather outpatient for 6 weeks. She continued to deny her diagnosis. She now agrees with having hypomania and depressive episodes. The Latuda that she was put on in Stony Brook called caused akathisia. The Zoloft caused weight changes, and she had no libido. She was taken off the Zoloft and was put back on Prestique at Mather outpatient. In November of this year, she was taken off Zoloft and was put back on Latuda and Prestique. She also went back on Zepbound, not knowing it caused psychiatric effects. On November 28th, when the Zepbound was increased, she became agitated, was sobbing. Her suicidal ideation came back. She felt hopeless. She felt that her family would be better off without her. Her psychiatrist recommended an increase in the Latuda, which again caused severe akathisia. Her family was unhappy with the provider that she was going to once the Latuda was increased and she was having severe side effects. She became hysterical, crying again. She called a friend, and she felt more depressed than before the first hospitalization. It was in this December that she went to CPEP again. She was held there for 3 days until they found placement for her at South Oaks. At South Oaks, the first doctor she encountered recommended Lamictal, for which she only had one dose. By the time she got to her attending at South Oaks, she was put on lithium, 150 milligrams POBID, and Seroquel, 100 milligrams POHS. They took her off the Prestique. She was discharged from South Oaks 1 week ago on 150 milligrams of lithium POBID and Seroquel 100 milligrams POHS. She continues to feel depressed. This level of depression is alien to her. She has no active suicidal or passive suicidal ideations. However, she has a rather existential feeling that she has no purpose and a lack of identity because she doesn't work. She feels tired, depressed. She has extreme fatigue. She worries she won't get better. She has guilt and shame that she had hysterectomy and was only allowed to have one child. She always wanted three or four. She describes having an overactive brain since childhood. There are no signs of hypomania or mania at this time. There's no evidence of psychosis. The patient had her first depression at age 16. When 9/11 happened, her uncle was in the building in the World Trade Center. Her father was a block away and went to look for his brother, her uncle, which was very traumatic to her. They didn't return home until 10 p.m., and all this time she thought they were dead. Family history, father had bipolar type 1 disorder and committed suicide when the patient was 25 years old. Medically, the patient lost 40 pounds on the Zepbound. She was told that she had mild sleep apnea at that time, but doesn't feel she has it anymore. She has no known drug allergies. Her primary care doctor is Dr. Sporando, Sporando, in Port Jefferson. Surgical history, 2022, partial hysterectomy with ovaries intact. She had a tonsillectomy as an adult. Social, the patient is married 12 years. She has a son 9 years old. She went to college at Adelphi University, majoring in theater and literature. She graduated with a bachelor's in fine arts and literature. Developmentally, she met her milestones. She was an easygoing, happy child. She has one younger sister with whom she is very close. She misses her sister very much. Her mother currently lives with them in the same house. The patient used to enjoy yoga and gardening, but she feels unable to engage in these hobbies at this time due to depression. She does like to read and engages in reading. The patient has no history of substance abuse. Psychiatric diagnosis, bipolar type 2 disorder. Plan, increase lithium to 300 milligrams, POBID, hyphen lithobid formula. Serum lithium level next week. Deplin 15 milligrams PO once daily. Seroquel 100 milligrams PO HS. Her therapist is Shelley Flight, LCSW at Passages. She sees Dr. Beth Forman, Forhman, for family therapy.